Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a Stranorder GP is warning people to stay on course and keep making the right choices in abiding by public health guidelines. A Donegal deputy believes that both the Education Minister and Minister of State for Special Education should resign. Agriculture Minister Charlie McConlough is to establish a task force to address issues in the fisheries industry. And a man has been arrested in Strabane on suspicion of a number of offences, including making and distributing indecent images of children. Those stories you follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15, followed by Nuacht with Colm Ferrisher. First news though, new restrictions on international travel are likely to be announced next week. The Cabinet is expected to approve suspending visa-free travel from Brazil and South Africa in a bid to prevent new variants of the virus arriving. Political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
As the EU as a bloc looks at tighter restrictions on international travel, Ireland will be taking additional steps next week. It's likely there will be a ban on visa-free travel from Brazil and South Africa, which Taoiseach Micheál Martin says is aimed at preventing new strains of COVID from arriving here.
They're particularly concerned, you know, if the South African variant got hold or if the Brazilian variant got hold. Jury's still out in terms of the relationship between those particular variants and the vaccine.
People who arrive into Ireland without a negative PCR test will also have to quarantine for 2 weeks under the new measures. But there's unlikely to be a move towards blanket quarantine just yet. Though the Taoiseach says some talks have taken place with the UK government about introducing quarantine rules on both islands.
The two island context is one that could be pursued. At the moment, it's very exploratory and it's embryonic.
That would get over the impediment of people being able to arrive here through the back door of Northern Ireland, but may politically be difficult to achieve. Sean Defoe, Leinster House.
A Stranorder GP is warning people to stay on course and keep making the right choices in abiding by public health guidelines. Dr. Dennis McCauley, who is chair of the IMO's GP committee, says while the level of COVID-19 in the community is improving, it's dropping from an exceptionally high rate. He says the tide of the significant third wave has peaked, but its impact is still very prevalent in Letterkenny University Hospital and other healthcare settings.
I think the overall picture in Ireland and in Donegal generally is that there's been a very significant wave, a third surge really, and the best way to say it is the tide has sort of peaked and it is receding slightly. Now it has left. It has left an awful lot of, as it were, flooding as such in nursing homes and in hospitals. So I think even though the amount of incidents we have in the community is dropping, there's still the high incidence levels can also be associated with nursing homes. These nursing homes which have never had COVID before, the third surge has caused significant amount of staff to sort of bring it in, and therefore there are outbreaks in nursing homes, and this is having very dramatic effects. There are deaths and so forth there. I think the hospital is the same. The hospital, there's 160 staff off with the either isolating or COVID-related issues. There are outbreaks on wards and there are COVID wards as well. So it's a very difficult situation in the hospital, and they have to be in our thoughts because they're dealing with things they probably never thought they would see before, and making choices. So from a psychological and a physical strain point of view, it's quite taxing. I suppose we've reached that stage now where we go on Northern Ireland goes in 7-day numbers, we go in 14-day numbers, but there is a 7-day number as well. The situation in Derry and Strabane is much better than we are in Donegal at the present. So I think that in the community, things are improving. Now, they're improving from still a very high level.
Another 12 people have died with COVID-19 in Northern Ireland, including 10 in the past 24 hours. 865 new cases have also been confirmed. 828 patients are in hospital with the disease, with 72 in intensive care. Hospitals are operating there at 94% capacity, with only 24 ICU beds available. A Donegal deputy believes that both the Education Minister and Minister of State for Special Education should resign. Children with special needs were supposed to return to school on Thursday, but this was delayed as the department and unions couldn't reach an agreement. Addressing the Dáil last evening, Deputy Thomas Pringle described the handling of the reopening of schools as a shambles.
I'm not going to beat about the bush here. I think that Ministers Norma Foley and Josepha Madigan should resign. To say that the handling of the reopening of schools has been an omni-shambles would be the understatement of the year. I suppose it is still January, but given how awful this government is, I'm sure there are more fiascos en route. The press statement released by the department earlier this week beggars belief. The attempt at pitting parents against teachers, SNAs and unions is reprehensible, Ministers. Especially when we are hearing the absolute stress and distress that parents are under, particularly those who have children with additional needs. It is a blatant attempt to deflect from the fact that you have done nothing to plan for this since September, except to take advantage of the goodwill of all educational staff in facilitating the under-resourced return to school while repeating ad nauseam your fallacious mantra, schools are safe.
While responding, Minister Norma Foley defended the government's approach.
I wish to say, Deputy Pringle, after 5 months of school closures from last March to August, there was a view abroad, including your own and others, that it would not be possible to reopen our schools. In my ministry, we delivered the reopening of schools after 5 months of closure. And it was delivered because of considerable resource in terms of 639 million, but largely and more importantly, and I recognise this and will consistently recognise it, because of the generous goodwill of school communities, the length and breadth of this country. It was right then, I knew it was right then, to reopen our schools for the benefit of children with additional needs and all of our children in the education sector. That was the right thing to do then. It is the right thing to do now, in the midst of this pandemic, to ensure that children with additional needs are facilitated in the education sector. And I will consistently work with everyone in the education sector to ensure that we deliver that. I am conscious of what is right. I know what is right, and I will ensure that we will work collectively and consistently to deliver what is right.
Almost 1,000 people have been fined for non-essential travel in the past 10 days, 99 in the northwest. Over three quarters are men, and most offenders are in the east of the country. Owen Murphy reports.
These €100 fines for non-essential travel were introduced on Monday of last week. As of yesterday, 771 had been issued to people who were more than 5 kilometres from their homes. 144 were issued in the Dublin metropolitan region, 315 in the eastern region, 213 in the south and 99 in the northwest. Gardaí say another 200 or so fines are now being checked and processed. The force says it'll continue its clampdown this weekend, targeting parks and other public amenities. The Gardaí are urging the public to plan their weekend with the 5k limit in mind. 30 people have also been fined €80 for not wearing face masks in certain places, with 26 of them being in shops.
The Agriculture Minister will establish a task force to address issues in the fisheries industry. Fishing organisations say Ireland got a bad deal following Brexit, claiming there is no fairness from Europe. Andrew Lyth has more.
It's not just about the value of fish and the impact that that has in terms of catch. It's then about what it means in terms of the processing sector, in terms of employment, in terms of all the spin-off sectors.
Agriculture Minister Charlie McConlogue addressing the Oireachtas Committee about a new fisheries task force he intends to establish. However, fishing organisations say the issues they're facing regarding reduced quotas and income needs to be dealt with now. Sean O'Donoghue from Killybegs Fishermen's Organisation.
We need to immediately take up the burden sharing, and that can't be waiting for a task force to decide on something like that.
Ireland has seen its catching quotas reduced by 15%, with an estimated value of €42 million every year to the sector. This is because the EU is redistributing which member states can catch fish in Irish waters and how much of it. Patrick Murphy of the Irish South and West Fishing Organisation says that equates to around a quarter of their income.
Not because the stocks are in poor condition, not because the fish aren't in our waters, because we had to give them away for the benefit of others.
The organisations say the Brexit deal has had a massive impact on Irish fisheries, which could lead to some coastal communities being decimated.
A man has been arrested in Strabane on suspicion of a number of offences, including making and distributing indecent images of children. Detectives from the Police Service of Northern Ireland's Public Protection Branch arrested the man aged in his 30s. He remains in police custody at this time. A Midlands North West MEP says the Western Rail Corridor should be a priority as the EU revises its transport funding programme. MEPs debated the Trans-European Transport Network this week. Chris McManus says projects included in the plan receive 85% of EU funding, meaning the cost for the Irish government would be small. He's calling for the cash to be invested in the west of Ireland and further into the North West.
What we want to see is that this TEN-T process gets reopened, gets relooked at, that we can see, ensure that the Western Arc, which would be the Western Rail Corridor along the Western Seaboard of Ireland, that that can be included so that we can ensure that not only the Athenry-Claremorris line is completed, but ultimately a national loop going from Galway-Mayo up through Sligo to Donegal and ultimately to Derry City, because we need that, because we're in a critical situation around the climate crisis. We need to prioritise investment in sustainable transport, and EU investment in rail, especially in Ireland, is way, way behind other EU states. So it's very important, indeed to me it's critical, that the Western Arc rail corridor for transport is included in this new TEN-T revision. In the context of now being post-Brexit, the Western Rail Corridor is probably more important than ever. Exporters are now looking for an alternate route to the British Land Bridge. So if we can help them provide that with a properly Western Rail Corridor all the way from ultimately from Derry down through the Sligo into Connacht to join with the southern network, that will give us access to deep water ports like at Foynes or down in the southeast, and that therefore will make western and northwestern towns much more attractive for that foreign and indigenous inward investment.
140 vacant homes in Donegal have been brought back into social housing stock. €56.4 million has been spent to bring 3,607 vacant homes across the country back into use under the Voids Stimulus Programme. Housing Minister Dara O'Brien has thanked Donegal County Council for their work in refurbishing and reletting 140 homes in the county. Hail, sleet and snow is expected throughout Ireland this weekend. A Stánaigh yellow snow ice warning for the entire country will run from 6 o'clock tomorrow evening until midday on Sunday. The same alert is already in place for Donegal along with Cavan, Monaghan, Leitrim, Mayo, Roscommon and Sligo until 12 noon tomorrow. Cathal Nolan from Ireland's Weather Channel says temperatures will drop sharply tonight.
We can expect to see a severe frost tonight with temperatures down as low as minus 3 or minus 4 degrees Celsius in some parts. The temperatures will remain a little bit higher closer to Atlantic coastal counties, and here there is the risk of one or two wintry showers just coming in off the Atlantic Ocean at times, possibly giving a slight covering of snow, especially over higher ground.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Kickstart your running with top brand footwear at michaelmurphysports.ie. Free nationwide delivery.
At almost 5:15, it's time for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with golf news, and Tyrrell Hatton has stormed into a 5-shot lead at the Abu Dhabi Championship as Rory McIlroy loses ground. Hatton carded 1 eagle, 4 birdies and a bogey in the first 13 holes of his second round before play was suspended due to fading light. The Englishman is at 12 under par. McIlroy is second in a group of 4 players at 7 under. The Ulsterman for the day is 1 over with 14 holes played. Padraig Harrington also in action today. He still has 6 holes remaining of his second round, sitting at 2 under. The other Irishman, however, could miss the cut. Graham McDowell's an even par, and Shane Lowry finished the day on 1 over. In soccer, Mick McCarthy set for a swift return to football management following a short spell in charge of Apoel Nicosia. It's been reported that the former Ireland boss will take over at Cardiff City after they sacked Neil Harris yesterday. McCarthy will take over a side low in confidence, currently 15th in the championship table on a 6-match losing run. Well, 2 Premier League title hopefuls have suffered major injury blows. Manchester City will be without Kevin De Bruyne for between 4 and 6 weeks due to a hamstring injury, while Leicester City striker Jamie Vardy could miss 4 Premier League games following a hernia operation. As for City, De Bruyne is likely to miss key games against Liverpool, Arsenal and Tottenham. Boss Pep Guardiola says they face quite a challenge to fill that gap.
Unfortunately for him, for all of us, has to be an important part of the season out. And we have to find a solution, because everyone in his own life is struggling in the situation we are living and we have to adapt.
Sixth tier Chorley play the biggest game in their history later as they face Wolves in the fourth round of the FA Cup. Having knocked out Derby, the National League North side host the Premier League outfit at Victory Park. Assistant manager at Chorley is Andy Priest, and he knows his team will need everything to go their way if they're to pull off what would be a giant killing result.
We talked about the weather. You know, the weather's not going to be great. So that might just level it out a tiny bit. The pitch, our changing rooms. So, you know, any little advantage that we can get could make that little bit of difference. But, you know, it's a million to one shot.
Also tonight on the pitch, just away from the FA Cup and the Championship, Michael O'Neill's Stoke City are taking on Watford tonight as well. Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp is to speak to his players again today following their defeat to Burnley. A nearly four-year undefeated home record in the Premier League came to an end last night as the champions' poor run of form continued. They're going to focus in on the FA Cup on Sunday when they have to go to Old Trafford to play Manchester United. Klopp says they must work together to rebuild player confidence.
We didn't get the results now for a few weeks we wanted. Parts of the game were absolutely good enough. Parts of the game were not. So we have to keep going with the things that were good enough and have to improve the others. That's the way.
The Northern Ireland Football League has confirmed the Irish Premiership will return on Saturday after a two-week circuit breaker. The league was halted on the 9th of January after a rise in positive coronavirus cases throughout Northern Ireland. However, matches will return tomorrow after clubs and match officials received COVID-19 testing this week. Two of the league's top three kick off the weekend's action in the Saturday lunchtime game as third-place Crusaders welcome Larne to Seaview. The Crews would draw level with Pace Setters Linfield with a win, while 3 points would see Larne leapfrog the Blues at the summit before Linfield have a home fixture against Warren Point Town. That one gets underway at 3 o'clock. Letterkenny AC's Katrina Jennings will attempt to break the 100-kilometre world record in Phoenix, Arizona in the United States this coming Saturday. Katrina will be part of a multinational assault on the world record attempt. It's been organised by running footwear giant Hoka, whose Project Carbon Challenge sees Jennings, one of 40 ultra runners from across the globe, competing in one of two races. The other one will be held in Chiba, Japan. The current women's mark is 6 hours 33 minutes and 11 seconds. The International Olympic Committee say reports this summer's games in Tokyo will be cancelled are categorically untrue. Earlier, the Japanese government had also dismissed the speculation and insisted coronavirus would not prevent the rescheduled event taking place. The pandemic has already forced the games to be postponed by a year. Finally, in motorsport at the end of the day on the opening round of the World Rally Championship in Monte Carlo, Wales driver Elvin Evans leads by 7.4 seconds from defending drivers' champion Sebastian Ogier. As Toyota at 1 and 2, without Tanaka and the Hyundai sitting in third, Kelly Rovanperä in another Toyota is fourth, and then just under a minute behind fifth overall in a Hyundai is Thierry Neuville. That's your sport for today, Michaela. Enjoy the rest of your Friday evening.
Thanks, Aisín, and for weather now, cold this evening and tonight with a sharp frost and icy patches. Scattered showers of sleet or snow will continue throughout the night with lowest temperatures of -3 to 0 degrees. Just to have a look at the closing headlines, new restrictions on international travel are likely to be announced next week. The Cabinet is expected to approve suspending virus-free travel from Brazil and South Africa in a bid to prevent new variants of the virus arriving. Eastern Order GP is warning people to stay on course and keep making the right choices in abiding by public health guidelines. Dr. Dennis McCauley, who is chair of the IMO's GP committee, says while the level of COVID-19 in the community is improving, it's dropping from an exceptionally high rate. The Agriculture Minister is to establish a task force to address issues in the fisheries industry. Fishing organisations say Ireland got a bad deal following Brexit, claiming there is no fairness from Europe. And a man has been arrested in Strabane on suspicion of a number of offences, including making and distributing indecent images of children. Detectives from the Police Service of Northern Ireland's Public Protection Branch arrested the man aged in his 30s. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is news with Colm Ferrier, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Shewer Mahasa, Colm Ferrier, and Sean the Priest Guilty, Highland Radio. Curratus and Usa Dial, Ashinkade, Kim Ella, the Ashton and Villa Changa, Trij Tihi and Narakush, Nura Flefer, Nalasika, Ravilla, Malta, Egchakti Dala. G. Cadiu, Hiava, Ain Trian, the Nalasika Hanafin, and a mask ruin a curta, Hummus and Stout Servishi. And a commas and stage service she gave a curfile the one shiny guilt at Taturum Cortanu, the commission your changa, Gurligat Fulia, a nah will raktiat sanuel on a chorus kangelch, ledger, ager, inulra and stage, August one shiny guilt at in the janga hain, Lassie at her corta as an arav, Ravishart, Lakela, Koshti, Nigiliga, Sadile, and you con Nakamina Ella Don Villa, a flay. Ta ashen a bresha curta or foil erin sieve, no more agri octa ejahish geliga, cog bunkai e, contacu la tish mohore or fodna chira, a tag codul in a boeshti, lishin scullyocht walla, lilin, panjema, coronavirus. Ta bresha gus kui kid milagulia poeshti, bon scully igfola, folum on walla, lilin de trevshi shah. Curran the hash in the ura, the comus, tishmahori, ijahus, a holahar, frid fima winchas, akmini erlinia. Tell you egg cog bunkai e. Don kid ura reeve, becomortus sclep, gail lin, lefechel bio erlinia, crail for crave vauti and comortus, and chacked and shaw hugging, tosher jaloon shaw, the kid iratus, a clari hit don comortus, nabliana shaw. August is a Michal O'Keary as Lecha Kerran a Curti a Comorta Shaw Ilahar Krailher Naclar Channel Gaelin the Man Social to Erlina. To press Ratches Echi Ig for an Araclan Gidor Ig Fogurch Glor Nigeltic to show the hour Tafada the Esham Lars Coulter Kjol August Ali Naherin at Hatayolowig and Araclan Con Araja Harinch Hawakta winning Lakesh Nigeltic to August and Chonacher to Tagging Geltic Coulter Kjol August Ali Naherin to tell you Olish Heave na Hawaklanya Araclan Bunk IE. August Channel Hart Shrai Kanchin, a jiri had occurred see Geltic to Erzum, Gat Jardine, Ectoshard, and an Artalas fee, then V Shaw, Ejur a heart, Shardigas a heart, by three more Hema on Felicioct, Kursi Ecoliocta, August Kursi Rahas Geltic, to panel Kanchori, then Sky, Averse Eg Lorch, or Fi Fiha Bomachuk, tell you, Fuin Emocht Shin. Egg chacked in year in the Geltic to Bunkai. Shin Mahodja Illegalier Slanagus Bannocked.
The obituary notice is for this Friday evening, January the 22nd. The death has taken place of John McDonough, Brooklyn, New York, and formerly of Manor Cunningham Post Office. John's remains will be reposing at his sister Noreen and brother-in-law Kevin Harney's residence at Killyclog, Letterkenny. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 11:30, going to St. Junan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, for 12 noon funeral mass, which can be viewed live on churchservices.tv/Letterkenny. Funeral cortege will travel from there via the old post office, Manor Cunningham, and down through the village at 11:30, going to St. Columba's Church Cemetery, Dromahol, for interment in the family plot. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu of flowers if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. In compliance with government and HSE guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are strictly private to immediate family only, please, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. The death has occurred of Patsy McLafferty, 9 The Cottages, Burnfoot. Requiem Mass on Sunday morning in St. Angus's Church, Burt, at 11:15, followed by interment in Burt Cemetery. Patsy's remains can be viewed on churchservices.tv/Burt. Due to HSE and government guidelines, Requiem Mass and interment are strictly for family only, with a limit of 10 people permitted. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desire to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Mary Freel at St. Mary's Terrace, Remelton. Remains will repose at her home. Funeral Mass on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock in St. Mary's Church, Remelton, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and burial are strictly private to family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. Funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv/St. Mary's Church, Remelton. Family flowers only, donations if desired to RSE Donal National Nursing Home Patients Comfort Fund care of any family member. The death has taken place of John Ferry, funeral director, Clonbarra, Fulcara. His remains will be reposing at his late residence tomorrow. Funeral mass in St Finian's Church, Fulcara, on Sunday afternoon at 1:30, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, due to HSE and government guidelines. Wake, funeral and burial are strictly private to family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. Mass can be viewed on mcmmedia.tv/camera/ St Finian's Church, Fulcara. The death has taken place of Noreen McConnell, née Walsh, River Row, Moville. House strictly private to family only. Noreen's Requiem Mass can be viewed on movilleparish.com on Sunday morning at 10:00. Due to HSE and government guidelines, a burial is strictly private to family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. The death has taken place of Paddy Keenan, Main Street, Drumquin. Paddy's funeral will take place on Sunday morning in St Patrick's Church, Langfield, Drumquin. In line with government guidelines and restrictions, the house and funeral will be strictly private. The death has taken place of Tony McCauley, Mina Cueing, Gaydor and formerly of Armour Island. His remains are reposing at Rorty's funeral home, Derrybeg, until 6:30 this evening. Removal afterwards to St Mary's Chapel, Derrybeg, for 7:00 to repose overnight. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 11:00, with burial afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are private to family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. Tony's funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director Facebook page tomorrow morning at 11:00. The death has taken place of Sandra Dickinson, née McGowan, late of Leafair Park, Derry. Due to government guidelines, wake and funeral are strictly private to immediate family only. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to WHSCT, Alton and Galvin Hospital, care of Bradley and McLaughlin Funeral Directors. And the death has taken place of John McCall, Reb Ray, Narn, Portnew. Removal from his residence tomorrow morning at 11:30 and arriving at St Connell's Church, Kilcluny, for 12 noon requiem mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSE and government restrictions, a family home is private to family only and funeral mass is restricted to 10 people. John's funeral mass will be streamed live on Chauvelin's funeral home Facebook page.